The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 103, Holiday Special. Music from Bob Nagy and Bards, Cast in Bronze, Diane Lynn, Emerald Rose, Coyote Run, Hey Nanny Nanny, Caradwin, Nancy Daly Green, The Liming Birds, Vince Conaway, Wicked Tinkers, Wine and Alchemy, Tippler's Way, and Silent Lion. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I am Joe Hadu here with you after hiding out behind the scenes for a while.
Yeah, he's been hiding, and I'm just really excited to hear that, in fact, I did pronounce your last name correctly.
You did indeed. Make me so happy. You actually got it on the first try.
Wow, that's a rare thing for me.
It's a rare thing for me, too. I suffered through a lot of jokes in high school. And
did you really?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Considering my last name Gunn, you know, I really didn't feel like I suffered that many jokes, or maybe I just enjoyed them more because it's like, yeah, I'm a guy.
Yeah, it's hard to turn that one into a really bad pun.
It's really cool that way. You know, it occurred to me when you called just now that in fact you're in the East Coast, aren't you? Where are you at?
I am in Virginia. I'm actually located in the very beautiful Shenandoah Valley out in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
Nice. West Virginia, wrong one. There was an episode of Saturday Night Live where they were talking about the Berlin Wall coming down, you know, back in 1990 or something like that, and they had this whole thing with not only did the Berlin Wall come down, but the wall between Virginia and West Virginia, tons of West Virginians flooded into their, into Virginia.
No, that wall is still there. The jokes are still running.
Okay, good.
I am not originally from this area, but I've lived here for a long time, and in the last, I guess, 16 years, there's been no real change.
Well, let me introduce this first song, because that was the Brobdingnagian Bards with What Child Is This from Christmas in Brobdingnag, Volume 1. Find us at thebards.net. And then we can go back and say, so, you know, I don't think we've any spent much time. People don't know who you are. So we're going to do that in the next break, I think.
Okay.
And meantime, why don't you introduce the next song, and we'll take a break.
Up next, we have Cast in Bronze with Carol of the Bells from their CD, The Voyage. Find them at www.castinbronze.com.
Thank you. first concert waxed brightly. The tall and golden-haired prince. And he came to nightly with pomegranate and quince. Dead and gone is a lover, the most fair and radiant of all. And she'll never recover the king cut down in the fall. Now the leprous white lady leads the trade of the lost, leads the spirits to bleed and load in goodly fields of frost. While the climbing sun tarried as if his marches were stayed, at midsummer they married mortal man. So the young king grew older and withered, died in despair. Now the leprous white lady leads a trade of the lost, leads the spirits to bleed and mold in goodly fields of frost. Nine white maidens tender, where she treads without leaving spoor, as she seeks her defender, who will take the crown up once more. By the light of the beacon, you can see her pass to the ring. She'll not weary nor weaken till she finds the winter-tide king.
Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and bake those cookies too. 'Cause Christmas time is really Yule, and Santa's pagan too. He's got that Buddha belly, and his top's the Holly King. You dressed him in that British coat, the cap's a Nordic thing. You took the horns right off his head and stuck them on his deer, but he still flies high like Jupiter with a belly full of beer. Hey, Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and make those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. Now history says Christ was likely not a Capricorn, but if you want to share our Yule, we don't care when he's born. Come celebrate the dawning of the Sun King's bright rebirth, and if you practice what you preach, we'll all have peace on Earth. Hey, Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest, and if you are she'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and make those cookies too. Cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. Now Santa's way more jolly than most Christians would require. And if you weren't so busy, he'd be dancing around this fire. Yeah, you can call it Christmas, you got his way outgunned. But just you wait till Beltane, then we'll see who's having fun. Hey! Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and bake those cookies too. Cause Christmas time is really Yule, and Santa's pagan too. Hey! Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get star up on the roof and make those cookies too. Cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary. And I pray you my masters be merry, quod estis in convivio.
Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino. Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino.
The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all the land, which thus bedecked with a gay garland, servitur cum sinapio.
Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino. Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino.
Our steward hath provided this in honor of the King of Bliss, which on this day to be served is in reginentia trio.
Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino. Caput apri te pero, redens laudes Domino.
Run with Boar's Head Carol from Tend the Fire. You can find them at coyoterun.com, and a favorite of Joe, right? They're a favorite of you, aren't you?
They are indeed. They actually were out this way for a concert on Wednesday, December 10th. They're doing their Christmas.
Where are they out of?
They're out of Williamsburg, actually. They're about 100 miles away, but they're relatively local.
Yeah. And they don't do many Renaissance festivals anymore, I think. They're mostly doing, I know they're doing, like, Pennsylvania, which I think has the Celtic rock stuff coming out of it, which they've kind of moved into more of.
Yeah, they've shifted that way, especially with their new band lineup over the last year or so.
Right.
And I know they do the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. I don't think they do many others right now. But they do a bunch of local shows in the area. So if you're on the East Coast, they're definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. Cool.
Before that, we had Emerald Rose with Santa Claus is Pagan Too from Rants and Rambles. Find them at www.emeraldrose.com.
And before that was Diane Lynn with Wintry Queen from Janice. You can find her at dianethebard.com. All right, Joe, this is where we get to quiz you and find out who the hell you are.
I'm that weird stalker who bugged you until you gave me an internship on the podcast.
And you've done a beautiful job, I must say, you know.
I have tried my best.
You've done a great job putting together shows and such. If not for no other reason, then it gives me a little bit more time to do everything else that I have to do, which is too much.
I have enjoyed it. It's been a really great chance to listen to and get to meet some wonderful musicians.
Cool.
Yourself included, obviously.
Oh, thank you. Now, you're a musician too, aren't you?
I am indeed. The whole high school band turned college hobby turned, wow, I really wish I had time for this. As a family, I am working on getting an album of Celtic music together now that I'm settled and have my recording equipment set up. And I'm hoping to do that sometime this year. You know, I come from more of a blues background. Ooh. Blues and rock, but I've really learned to love the Celtic music, especially with the Scottish side of my family, as I've learned more about that.
Were you looking to do Renaissance festivals also, or how'd you get into Renfest?
I would really like to. I love going to festivals. I think it's one of the few places you can really experience just an absolutely wonderful, magical time without having to worry about some guy in the giant mouse costume.
Yeah.
You know, I'd much rather have the queen and king wandering around. And there are wonderful people at the fairs. If you're one of our listeners and you have not been to a fair, find a local fair and go to it. You will not regret it in the slightest.
Is that possible? I don't know if anyone would listen to this podcast if they weren't a fan of the Renaissance festivals. I mean, it's possible, I guess. But that would be interesting. If you have never been to a Renaissance festival, you have to email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and tell us when you're heading.
You know, Mark, this podcast is the reason I started going to Renaissance festivals.
Is it really? Oh, my God. Okay, well, okay, so we have our first person.
It is possible. I am a convert.
Wow. So how'd you find this podcast, then?
I was looking for Celtic music in general. I actually went over to Ireland in 1999, and that's what got me hooked. And then when I got back and iTunes eventually came out, I started looking for Celtic podcasts.
Nice.
And since you have, you know, five or six of them.
Something like that.
I stumbled into all the artists that you featured on your shows, and since then, I've really get to know a lot more, really, discovered a whole new world of music.
Well, let's get back to some more music. Next up is Hey Nunny Nunny with Silent Night from their Christmas CD. Yes, this is a Christmas special in case we didn't mention it already. And it's sort of introduced Joe Haydu and Christmas special. Well, there's your Christmas gift. There you go. And this is their song, Silent Night. You can find them at heynunnynunny.com.
Philomena, I am darn tootin' ready to sing Silent Night.
What an interesting way to set up a song.
Well,
darn tootin'. What does that sound like, really? Toot! And what is it if you use the harsher words?
Philomena, I'm ready to sing Silent Night.
But then you have to tell the story, Mother Odinda.
Well, Philomena, I think you should tell me the story this year.
Well, Franz Gruber, remember him?
Yes.
He was a music master at a church in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in charge of the music for Christmas, and the mice chewed through the bellows of the organ so that when you played it, it sounded like this.
Oh, that's a good interpretation, Philomena.
Thank you, not very Christmassy, though.
No.
So he had to write a song with a simple guitar accompaniment.
Oh, really?
For Christmas?
Yes. Wait, I remember now, yes.
Wait, where did that come from?
Philomena, it's a Christmas miracle. Just sing.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streams from heaven above, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silence, silent, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Hey, Mother Demta, now let's do it like the mice would have done it.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy.
Winter is saying farewell. The day's new beginning e'er tell. I see friends both old and new to Castleton. Here we are together again, once more with all of our friends, for old time dreams come true at Castleton. I see smiles from yesterday's past, and gathered we are at last. We'll laugh and sing the songs we know so well. Today is just as it seems, as we all share a dream to play in the past of yesterday, it seems. Look up in the sky, where the hawks and falcons fly through the air just like our spirits as we lift our voices high. The king and his court make their way, the roses sure know how to sway, and the jester sure knows how to play. The pipers are playing in time, the music and bards so kind have made subtle the songs and rhymes for us to hear. Look forever onward, for in truth we're ne'er alone, for friends carry us through, for this world it is our. cast and more will certainly bring us the love to share today. And so let's gather around and sing forever proud, for we have found our way at Castletown.
Christmas pie, and a good Christmas pie, that may we all see. So last year, we had a party, a Christmas party, and we invited all of our friends.
Lots of people.
Lots and lots of people.
All over the Renaissance world.
Yeah, you remember how long it took us to clean up? Holy crap.
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. But some of our friends on the Renaissance Festival Circus gave us gifts, and this is what we got. Ready, sisters?
Ready.
On the first day of Christmas, the washer wenches gave to us one Mr. Wetums to decorate the limey lounge. On the second day of Christmas, Smee and Blah gave to us two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums to decorate the limey lounge. On the third day of Christmas, the jousters gave to us three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums, to decorate the limey lounge. On the fourth day of Christmas, Iris and Rose gave to us four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums, to decorate the limey lounge. On the fifth day of Christmas, our true love gave to us five Brobdingnagian mods, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the sixth day of Christmas, bold and stupid men gave us six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian mods, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the seventh day of Christmas, throw-up comedy gave us seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the eighth day of Christmas, Equinox gave to us eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian mods, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the ninth day of Christmas, Tartanic gave to us nine pipers piping, eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the tenth day of Christmas, Vince Conaway gave us 10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's still only 2.
I'm running out of patience.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances, 2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge.
Are we there yet?
No. On the 11th day of Christmas, Dead Bob gave to us 11 sarcastic comments.
There's a surprise.
10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 Brobdingnagian bards.
And yes, we know there's only 2.
But I like getting them anyway.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances, 2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge.
Now?
No.
Almost.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Owen Five gave to us.
Yes, I catched him.
12
layers of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 frogged in Nagian bars.
I'm seeing 8 of them by now.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances,
and 3 broken hearts.
2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetum's for the limey. Lounge.
Is it over?
Holy crap.
Yay.
Yay.
What am I going to do with all those Brobdingnagian farts?
They're like rabbits.
Yay.
And that was the Limey Birds with the Limey's 12 Days of Christmas from All We Want for Christmas. You can find them at limeybirds.com.
And before that, we had Nancy Daly Green with the gorgeous Shia Wasel from Celebrating Christmas Yore. You can find her at www.nancydalygreen.com.
And before that was Carrad Wynn with Winter's Farewell from his same titled CD, Winter's Farewell. Find him at carradwynn.com. So do we have any show notes today? I don't think we got much. It's mostly just Christmas stuff, and so Merry Christmas all.
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
Yeah, I've been a little bit behind with the holiday season, so we don't have too much in the way of extra.
Well, the Renaissance Festival season is pretty much over, you know. I mean, there's, actually, I think that might be it for the year. I haven't checked recently, but I think so.
I think the Florida Festival doesn't start until January, so.
Right. Now, there is one bit of, at least one bit of news that needs to be shared with people, and that is that the third annual Renaissance Festival Awards come to a close on December 31st. So head on over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com and get your vote in. If you haven't already, you can only vote one time, or we have to kill you. It's a really sad thing. I mean, the number of people we've had to kill is just really, really horrible.
You know, Mark, I don't think I ever told you why I was over in Ireland in 1999.
You were killing people who spanned the Renaissance Festival podcast?
not quite, but close. I was competing as a martial artist.
Were you really? We have our own martial artist who's going to kill whoever tries to spam the... I bet there's some people out there like, oh my God, they know. Really, some martial arts. Why? What kind of martial arts do you do?
I do a Japanese karate, but I was over a world tournament, so there were all sorts of styles. The Irish team was actually very impressive, as one would expect. They were basically a kickboxing style.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So maybe that's what knocked my love for Celtic music into my head.
Yeah, knocked it into your head, literally.
Yeah.
Very cool. Other than that, I don't know if there's much other news. You know, it's another year. We're gonna have to work on our plans and goals, I guess, for the Renaissance Festival podcast next year. See what's gonna happen with it and how we will develop it and grow it, and get more people out listening.
Yeah, so. Well, I have a whole backlog of interviews for us to go through as the new year starts. Which I think everybody will enjoy. And if you are a musician and would like to do an interview with us to promote some of your music, fire me off an email at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and we can do a phone interview. I know all our listeners would love to hear from you.
Cool. That would be fantastic. I know I sent you at least one, and I have another one somewhere buried in my piles of stuff. So... let's get back to some more music. Next up is Vince Conaway with The Holly and the Ivy from his CD Hang the Holly. He's actually working on a new Christmas CD. I don't know if that album is still available online. I'm not entirely certain. But I know he has a new one coming out soon. You can find out more at vinceconaway.com. Thank you.
upon a night in the dawning of the springtime touches the land with that green so sweet. Midsummer song fills our life with a joy that spreads across the fields on our dancing feet. The harvest moon calls us home in the evening, fruits of our labor to enjoy at our ease. Winter's touch brings the stillness of night and the restful dreams of waking from a peaceful sleep. To the land of the good folk feast, as we find and song, dance to the rhythm of life and the beating of your heart as the world turns on. When twilight spreads its blanket across the sky, and sleep knocks at the door as the fires below, greet her with a smile and a loving woman rests, for our dream comes of sleep and our wreath will grow.
Oh, Christmas yet. For Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear. For Auld Lang Syne. And we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear. For Auld Lang Syne. And we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For
And that was Tippler's Way with Auld Lang Syne from Let a Light Shine. And you can't find them. Actually, if you talk to Jesse Linder, I think he's at jessielinder.livejournal.com, you can find out something about the band. But that CD is no longer available to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, I didn't see it anywhere on Jesse's site. And Tippler's Way has been, they disbanded a while ago. But if you like their music, Jesse is still playing.
Yeah.
And you can find all of his info online. And before that, we had Wine and Alchemy with Turning of the Season from their album, Turning of the Season. Find them at www.wineandalchemy.com.
And before that was Wicked Tinkers with Kinderlein Comet from Slantia. Happy Holidays, a short little EP, I think it is, of Christmas music. And you can find them at wickedtinkers.com. We do want your comments and suggestions. You can always email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, with Renfest Podcast in the subject line. We'd love to hear from you.
And a special thanks to everybody who listens to this podcast and tells their friends. Thank you to those of you who email us and who post on our message board at renaissancefestival.com. And also a very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases in the Renaissance Festival Podcast Music Store at CD Baby.
And we want to send a holiday thanks to John B. for maintaining the MySpace page, RenaissanceFestival.com because they're all around goodness, and ModernBard.org, which has that great collection where you can find out every Renaissance Festival CD that was ever produced. It's amazing. So check it out.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Christian Rogers, and me, Joe Hadu. If you like what you hear today, visit our show notes at www.renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the great artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found, or pick up one of their CDs.
And it's time for the Music Challenge. In every podcast, we showcase the top 5 songs from last week's podcast. Be sure to vote for your favorite song, and you can listen to the show again and again to find out which that is. And the top 5 from last week, show number 102, we have The Rogues with Bagpipes on Bourbon Street. Number 4, Coyote Run with Finian's Dance. Number 3, Merry Mischief with Strike the Bell. Number 2, Wild Mountain Time with Little Drummer Girl. And I'll let Joe introduce the number 1 song in the music challenge for show 102.
The number 1 song from last week's podcast was Silent Lion with The Good Morrow.
Sleepers stand towards
We thank you all very much for listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast and hope you have a wonderful, happy, 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 happy holiday. And we will talk to you again after the holidays. And so we hope you have a merry one.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year. If I don't, we'll talk to you before the New Year.
I think our next show is the Body Holiday Special. This is the one you can share with your younger family members. The next one, not so much, but it should be entertaining.
Oh, I was thinking you were talking about the next one is the one you can share with your younger family members. Here, children, listen to some body songs.
Well, I suppose you could, but I don't know if I'd call that good parenting.
No, probably not so much. So, in any case, Joe, it was great having you on the show, and we're going to have you back on a regular basis. You know, when Kristen can't make it, we're going to have to pull you in now that you are set up to do this, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Although I imagine that I'm no real replacement for Kristen. At some point, we're going to have to do all three of us together on the show.
Well, you don't have the little laugh, but, you know, yeah, we can do all three of us. But you don't have her laugh, you know, so I don't know. It's not quite the same, but hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, well, you all take care. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and wonderful holiday season. We'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.